The Chiefs Ford Countdown to Kickoff is brought to you by your Midwest Ford dealers, official partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. Find your local Midwest Ford dealer at buyfordnow.com. And by the Kansas Lottery Play On app. Scan your tickets for more chances to win. And by T-Mobile, the leader in 5G. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football. GEHA Sports Desk. Here is Art Haynes.
Approaching the midpoint of the season, the Chiefs are a perfect 7-0. It's the third time in their history that they have begun with such a record, the last one being Andy Reid's first season as coach in 2013. They won 9 straight to start that year, which ultimately ended in a first-round playoff loss. Overall, they've won 13 straight going back to last season, tied for the longest winning streak in franchise history. They'll try to break that tonight when they welcome the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to Kansas City. Good evening and welcome to the Ford Countdown to Kickoff. If you look at statistics, Patrick Mahomes is having a pretty average year. He's thrown 8 touchdowns and 9 interceptions. His quarterback rating is only 84.9, well below his career 102.4 average. But the thing is, Mahomes says he isn't in it for personal stats.
When we win, it doesn't hurt as bad. I mean, obviously, I want to be perfect. I want to be great. I don't want to put our defense in bad positions like I did the other day, but at the end of the day, I want to win, and however we have to win the football game, I'm good with it. If that's scoring a lot of touchdowns, that's not scoring touchdowns. If that's running the football, whatever it is, it's playing defense to win football games. I just want to win at the end of the day, and I think we're doing a great job of that.
Last week, Mahomes had a new receiving target, DeAndre Hopkins. The veteran was only targeted 3 times and made 2 catches for 29 yards, but it was enough to impress Coach Andy Reid.
He's really handled things the right way. Been very diligent on studying and picking, asking questions and staying late and coming early, the whole deal there. His role will continue to increase this week.
The Chiefs are the 9th highest scoring team in the NFL this year. Not terrible, but not up to their usual standards. Offensive coordinator Matt Nagy says each week presents a new challenge.
These defenses right now, I think we're at the peak level right now of these defensive schemes and coordinators or what they're doing. We're going to see one this weekend with Coach Todd Bowles. You know, my dad coached him in high school. I know him well, and I coached with him in Philadelphia. His schemes are phenomenal. And no matter what you hear about numbers-wise with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers defense, it's a good defense that does great stuff.
This week, the Chiefs added to their roster Josh Uche, a pass rusher from New England. Just 2 years ago, he had 11.5 sacks, and at age 26, he should still have lots to contribute. For his part, Uche was looking forward to working with defensive coordinator Steve Spagnuolo.
I mean, he's one of the legends in the league, you know, just from all the different schemes he runs, blitzes, pressures, you name it. I mean, yeah, he's definitely a legend around the league. And I mean, seeing him up close and personal day in, day out right now is like, I don't know, it still doesn't feel real just yet. It'll hit me soon, though.
The Chiefs have only 15 sacks this year and hope the addition of Uche will add to that number. The addition of veteran players on a weekly basis has helped to sustain the Chiefs' winning ways. Like jumping into a moving car and pulling back into the fast lane, the newcomers have fit into the Chiefs' selfless culture, something Nagy appreciates.
Refreshing, and I think it goes to show, again, it starts at the top with Coach Reid and Brett Veach, the type of players you bring in. Now, Pat and Kels have been here a long time. What happens is other guys see that. And when you see that and you feel that and you live it on the sideline when maybe there's not a great fantasy number game for somebody, but we win. In the locker room, everybody's celebrating the same way. They're not pouting because we won and I had 1 catch for 12 yards. We don't have that on this team. As a coach, I can't tell you how refreshing that is.
And while defenses have made it tough for the Chiefs' passing game at time, they have rushed for 135 yards per game the last 3 times out. Center Creed Humphrey credits the continuity along the offensive line.
Being with those guys for the past 4 years, I feel like we've built a lot of continuity and a lot of chemistry across the line. And just I think it's a testament to how well the whole group works together, and you know how we prepare day to day and week to week, and you know, you got guys in that room that are very good at, you know, getting ready throughout the week, prepping, doing all that stuff to make the game as easy as it can be for you. So they do a great job, and it's been a lot of fun to play with them.
Tonight's opponent, the Buccaneers, are 4-4. They are the fourth highest scoring team in the league, and they have the number two passing offense, quarterbacked by Baker Mayfield. Their defensive numbers, though, are not good. Maybe a chance for the Chiefs' offense to have a breakout game. Kickoff is still over an hour away, but should be about time for inactives. And for that, let's send it to the stadium and our executive producer, Dan Israel.
Indeed it is, Art. I appreciate that. Tonight's inactives presented by GEHA. For over 87 years, GEHA has offered medical and dental benefits designed to meet the unique needs of federal employees and retirees, military retirees, and their families. GEHA, your friend in federal since 1937 and the proud partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. Let's bring in Chief sideline reporter Josh Klingler. Kling, several players ruled out prior to tonight, but we now have the complete list.
Yeah, no surprise for the Chiefs. Juju Smith-Schuster, Nazi Johnson, Mike Dana, all listed as out tonight. They had been previously ruled out. Smith-Schuster with the hamstring, concussion for Nazi Johnson, and the pec injury continues for Mike Dana. Clyde Edwards-Helaire, C.J. Hansen, Ethan Driscoll, and Marlon Tuipulotu also inactive tonight. They brought up two players from the practice squad, defensive back Nick Jones and wide receiver Justin Ross. Also added tight end Peyton Hendershot to the active roster. That was in place of Jared Wiley, the rookie draft pick at tight end, who is out for the season now with a knee injury. For the Buccaneers tonight, Mike Evans and Jalen McMillan at wide receiver. It's a hamstring thing. It's got pretty much all their
it's
wide
contagious.
Receivers. Yeah, Sterling Shepard will give it a go tonight. He was on the injury list, though, with a hamstring issue. But no Evans, no McMillan. Linebacker Jose Ramirez, linebacker Antonio Greer Jr., offensive lineman Royce Newman, tight end Devin Culp, and defensive lineman Greg Gaines all inactive tonight. Some of the other notables that will play, in addition to Shepard, will be Bucky Irving, their talented running back who's been dealing with a toe injury, and Antoine Winfield Jr., who's been battling a foot injury. Both are active tonight.
I'm not going to lie, I'm glad Mike Evans is out, but I do miss seeing him, as you mentioned earlier. He's a fun receiver to watch. Thank you, Kling. I appreciate it. Josh Klingler with tonight's GEHA inactive list. Coming up, we'll discuss one game from the past that might have an influence on tonight's game. Plus, ESPN's Joe Buck will join us at the bottom of the hour. But next, former Chiefs wide receiver Danan Hughes on Chiefs Roundtable. It's all next on the Chiefs Radio Network.
Hey, Chiefs Kingdom! As the official whiskey sponsor of the NFL, it's not kickoff without the generous spirit of Crown Royal. And that's why we've built the Crown Royal rig. An absurdly awesome 18-wheeler delivering the generous spirit to stadiums and tailgates across the country. Follow the Royal Rig on its journey from city to city, bringing together local cuisine, NFL legends, and the opportunity to pack a purple bag for charity and win tickets to Super Bowl 59. Visit CrownRoyal.com for rules and more. Please drink responsibly.
If you're hearing this, you're in Chiefs Kingdom, the land of champions. And what do champions do? They win. Play the world champions, Kansas City Chiefs, instant ticket from the Kansas Lottery for a chance to win up to $75,000. Or enter your tickets into the PlayOn app for a chance to win one-of-a-kind Chiefs experiences. Because the only thing better than winning is winning again. See KSLottery.com for details.
Community First Credit Union, we're always working to make banking with us easy. That's why we continue to introduce simple ways to manage your money. Square up with friends after lunch with our real-time Pay a Friend feature. Check balances on your Apple Watch. Deposit checks on the go or pay bills at midnight. We have the technology you need. Join us at c1stcu.com. Because at C1st, together is better. Download our mobile app by searching Community First CU. Federally insured by the NCUA, your mobile carrier's message and data rates may apply.
Craig Ford is more than just the name of our business. It's my name and my reputation. Craig Ford is committed to providing you with the highest in customer service and the peace of mind in knowing we won't be beat on price. Check out our website at CraigFord.com and compare our prices with our competitors. Craig Ford won't be beat on price. Let me say that one more time. Craig Ford won't be beat on price.
Catch the Chiefs right here on Thunder Country, KIIC.
Hart Haynes back with you on the Ford Countdown to Kickoff. Well, last hour on our local pregame show, Eric Townsend was very definite in his opinions of the conditions down on the field. But I'll ask you now, with the kickoff getting closer, what are the weather conditions?
You know, Artie's still screaming at me because I won't let him come in yet. It's pouring here.
Pouting.
He's pouting. It is raining now. I don't know. I'm with you, Kling. You look at those lights. It just looks like it's pouring, but it really doesn't seem to be affecting either the players down on the field warming up or the people sitting in the stands.
Yeah, the breeze has picked up a little bit from earlier, because before the flags weren't moving at all, and so the top of the stadium flags moving a little bit, but the rain's been pretty steady here for the last, 45 minutes or so, and expected to be kind of the case all night long. Not expecting necessarily anything severe, but this could be showers for most of the evening. We'll see.
Another chapter of Monday Night Football. The last chapter just 4 weeks ago. This one, our protagonist tonight, the Kansas City Chiefs and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Danon, good evening to you. I think it's fair to say these aren't the Bucs of Super Bowl 55. However, not the Chiefs of Super Bowl 55 either.
That's true. Obviously, we've had more success in recent years, but there is still a sting and a bad taste in the mouth of the Chiefs and Chiefs fans in regards to how that Super Bowl unfolded against the Buccaneers. Having said that, they don't have Tom Brady out there
anymore. Brady ain't walking through that door, Dana.
They don't have Gronk. They don't have several guys from that team, and it's a different team. And they've had to endure some ups and, as of late, more downs than ups this season, losing three of their last four games, four of their last six games. So they are in a situation where, although no one is pulling away in the NFC South, I mean, the Falcons look pretty good, but other than that, no one else really contending. They have a situation where they can't afford to sustain any more losses and not get them piled up, especially this early in the season in week 9. So they're going to come out with an energy to try to quiet down these fans, to establish the run game, to do everything to keep Patrick on the sideline. But we also have to recognize that you're playing the two-time defending Super Bowl champs on their home field on Monday Night Football. That's a little extra incentive into your mind as a player, and you want to go out and showcase to the world that all those other four losses were just those four losses. We are better than our record, and they can probably put forth a strong effort to prove that tonight.
Kling, I think, you know, in my mind, DeAndre Hopkins, still the headline of Chiefs Weekly here. He's now had a full week to prepare for the game as a Chief. What are your expectations for DeAndre Hopkins tonight, especially in light of Juju Smith-Schuster's out?
And an extra day. I mean, come on.
Yeah, that's right.
I expect he was cramming all day today,
yes,
Dayton.
Yes.
He was getting some extra things out of the playbook. Whatever he could glean in any amount of time, he's pressing into service. But I thought he was great last week. Like, I wasn't expecting a ton. Just get out there, run a few routes. I don't know, catch a first down, do that kind of stuff. Look like you could be a threat, occupy attention. He did all that in his debut. So I got to imagine they're going to keep stacking some things for him, and he can become a bigger and bigger part of this offense, which is pretty exciting.
Josh, that's exactly how I took on my college career as a student. Like, when my back was against the wall and I had extra days
to
study.
You started studying.
That's when I really dug in. I was at the library 20 hours and you guys don't even look like you believe in anything I'm saying.
I'm just going to ask you, did the library serve drinks? Because, you know, it seems like every college town has a library, right? Tampa Bay's head coach Todd Bowles was the defensive coordinator and the brain trust behind the Bucs' Super Bowl 55 defense. It's a defense that really chased Mahomes all the way to St. Petersburg, Florida. But despite his prowess, 2024 Bucs, not that impressive on defense.
No, only their sack number, which is top 10 in the league, but they're 30th against the pass. They're in the 20, you know, the low 20s for a lot of defensive categories, which is kind of amazing because, yeah, he's a defensive identity head coach. They've given up, I think, the fifth most 20-plus yard plays. They've been brutal against the tight end, which hopefully can be something the Chiefs could take advantage of tonight. But, you know, it looks like if you were to kind of plan things out right now, their best course of action is playing shootout games because they're not doing much on defense.
Yeah, the defense, and I want to say that to me, as far as surprising factors, that's a surprising factor for a Todd Bowles team who is a defensive guy, defensive-minded guy, to not be putting forth the you know, have the production that you would expect a team like Tampa Bay Buccaneers to have. And they are at the bottom or near the bottom of just about every defensive statistical category. Special teams, they're at the bottom at multiple categories as well. So not necessarily indicative of successful football, of winning football, but again, we're in week 9 and things can turn around. You just hope that they don't turn around against you.
You mentioned tight ends. The Chiefs receiving more bad injury news this week. Rookie tight end Jared Wiley, torn ACL, another out for the season injury. However, the Chiefs did make one transaction before the trade deadline, which is tomorrow at 3 Central. They get defensive end Joshua Uche from the Patriots for a 2026 sixth-round pick. Uche himself, a second-round pick in 2020. I think this is a pretty good transaction.
Yeah, it feels like some good upside. Now, his best year was a couple years ago where he had 11.5 sacks. Bill Belichick, who's now, you know, not coaching but on television, seemed to think this was a really good fit. Well, he played and had his best success under Bill Belichick, so hopefully he's onto something there. But a guy that you can bring in to be a rotational piece. We've seen the Chiefs play with heavy rotations along their defensive line. I don't know whether or not, it doesn't sound like at the moment that is anything to do with necessarily the Mike Dana injury, which has probably lingered a little bit longer than everybody would like, or the Charles Omenihu return. Mm-hmm. It looked like that they were just having the ability to add another piece, but he's a guy that's been able to rush the quarterback in the past, and I think has some nice upside, still pretty young as well. A guy that can come in here and not play with a lot of pressure, but be a nice piece to what you're doing along the defensive line. And then if the worst case scenario is the two other veterans aren't available, you do have an extra guy that can go and rush your quarterback.
Yeah, I think it's a great pickup. Anytime you can get depth, especially at that kind of important position, when you know teams are going to be throwing the ball a lot, you have packages and opportunities where a guy like Uche can get on the field, and you just say, hey, here's your responsibility. Get upfield. Line up here at this wide 9 technique, at the 7 technique, get upfield, disrupt the quarterback, disrupt the timing of the offense. He and Mike Dana not only were college teammates, but they also came out in the draft at the same time. So there's some, you know,
camaraderie
there as well. And I'm sure he's done something, even though he hasn't been able to put on the pads and practice through his injury. He's probably helped him come along this week as well. So it's good to have that kind of culture with this team, but it kind of reminds me of when we acquired Charles Omenihu. I feel like they got kind of similar strengths on the field, speed, quickness. And let's remember, last year, Omenihu was out for the 6 games due to suspension. The biggest play he made was against the Ravens in the AFC Championship, dislodging the ball from Lamar Jackson. Mm-hmm. So if you are able to get Josh Uche and he's able to come in and make a handful of plays and maybe have the impact like that, especially later in the season when he gets more comfortable, then it makes it definitely a great acquisition.
Dana mentioned teammate of Mike Dana at Michigan, now wearing 55 and went to Michigan, and now 55 for the Chiefs, Frank Clark. So there's that tie-in, too. So if he comes screaming around the edge like we saw Frank do a few times, it'd be all right.
That'd be all right with me. I also think there's an element here where you watch the end of Chiefs games. Chris Jones, George Karloftis are exhausted. Mm-hmm. So I think getting a guy in there that can spell these guys through the game so that they can compete all the way to the zeros, I think is really important.
Oh, it's huge. It's huge. The two-minute drill, the no-huddle offenses that we will inevitably be playing against, whether it's before the half or at the end of the game, you got to have guys with some extra gas in their tank. And if he's a guy that you can tap on the right arm like you go into the bullpen, and he's able to come in with fresh legs and get some speed while the offensive line is maybe not as tired as we are, but they're pretty darn tired, then that's a big bonus for our defense. And in those predictable situations, you want to be able to complement predictable situations with guys who have special and unique talents to combat those predictable situations. And in a passing situation, two-minute offense, down by 2 scores, you know they can't run the ball, and you can go to now number 55, I think it's going to be a plus.
Now, I think a lot of fans would like, you know, hey, those guys need to play all the time or whatever, but I think this Chiefs defense has shown they're at their best when they're rotating along that defensive line and giving the appropriate amount of snaps to guys. I think they've done a really good job in the past of kind of budgeting time and making making sure that guys are fresh, for as Damon mentioned, the kind of those key plays late. So anything you can do to increase that depth, we've seen them play pretty well along, especially the defensive line with depth.
Not to oversimplify it, but Chiefs game plan tonight, facing a very wounded Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Well, it'll be interesting to see, can they get the ball down the field at all? Well, last week, they seemed pretty content to take a lot of stuff underneath without having Chris Godwin, without having Mike Evans. And they're down another wide receiver here tonight in Jalen McMillan. And so last week, it was about throwing the ball to the running backs and getting the ball to the tight end. And so can that be part of the game plan again tonight, or does that become kind of too predictable? They've run the football a little bit better here in recent weeks, and they kind of have a three-headed monster at the running back position. That's Bucky Irving has been tremendous. The local product, Rashad White, who did come in wearing a KC Monarchs jersey to the stadium.
Yeah, nice.
Which is pretty cool.
Yep.
The center graduate. Part of the Buccaneers backfield, so they can run the football. They distribute the football pretty well to those running backs with Baker Mayfield, and then last week obviously used the tight end a lot, but I guess who didn't? Last week was the national tight end day, and it felt like everybody had a lot of game plan for tight ends last week. Yeah,
I would say this, and you guys have heard me say this, and I've said this on the airways at different times. The difference between backups and starters is not that big in the NFL. Now, in this case, when you're talking about a guy like Mike Evans, who's going to be a Hall of Famer, it's probably the biggest it's ever been in regards to the second, third, or fourth guy on a depth chart versus missing Godwin and especially Mike Evans.
Yeah.
So, but the other thing, as far as Steve Spagnuolo, we know how creative he is. We know how talented our defense is, Dan. But you don't have a lot of film on the other guys. You don't have a lot of film on Rakeem Jarrett. You don't have a lot of film on Ryan Miller. You don't have a lot of film on Trey Palmer. So how do we combat that when players may know how they would combat Mike Evans and Chris Godwin? Because you watch them all the time, even though you're not studying them. When you are preparing for the Ravens for the opening game, when you're preparing for the Saints, you watched the Buccaneers,
mm-hmm.
and you got to see what the other teams are doing. And by the way, you got to soak up some things about them. So when 4 weeks comes up, you're about to play them, you know exactly what you're in store for. Now those guys are not on the field. So don't make the mistake, listeners, fans, of believing that this offense for the Buccaneers is not capable of moving the ball down the field and being very efficient in moving the ball and taking chances down the field, because they don't have those two guys, because the other guys can be serviceable. And if Baker Mayfield is on top of his game, it could be a tough night for the Chiefs.
I just can't help believe that at some point he's going to fire a ball. It's time.
Yeah.
Baby, it's time. We're going to step aside for a brief moment. When we return, Joe Buck at the guest mic. Plus, we'll discuss a prior matchup that is certain to influence tonight's game. Keep it right here as the Chiefs Ford countdown to kickoff continues, only on the Chiefs Radio Network.
T-Mobile has the best 5G coverage in the game, whether you're home or out and about. So you can check out the latest scores in the checkout line, watch replays in the playground, celebrate the game-winning touchdown from the passenger seat. If you're a Chiefs fan who wants to stay connected to all the action, whether you're at home or away, get the best 5G coverage in the game, only at T-Mobile. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
Protect yourself. Get the updated COVID-19 vaccine and your flu shot at the same time at Hy-Vee. That's right, you can save time and get your COVID-19 and flu shot at the same time. Schedule your updated COVID-19 vaccine and flu shot online today. Or just stop by any Hy-Vee pharmacy whenever it's convenient for you. No appointment necessary. Plus, when you get your flu shot at Hy-Vee, earn a 20-cent fuel saver. Your Hy-Vee pharmacy is here to help you and your family stay healthy. Some restrictions apply.
This is Nate Ammons with United Country Real Estate. We know the sale and purchase of ag land or recreational property is a big deal. Whether you're looking to buy or sell country homes, farms, hunting land, or any other type of lifestyle property, United Country has the ground covered. Our national marketing program, paired with our local family-owned brokerage, makes United Country Southern Iowa's number one source for ag land and recreational property. View our listings or learn more at uciowa.com.
Ready to make your money work for you? Whether you're saving for that dream vacation, a down payment on a home, or securing your future, our flexible options have you covered. With competitive rates and terms to fit your needs, Midwest Heritage is your partner in financial success. Watch your money grow in a CD. Visit your Sheraton Midwest Heritage or go online today to open your CD at MidwestHeritage.com/CD. Your future, your terms. Member FDIC.
Your radio home of the Chiefs in Southern Iowa, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Dan Israel, Danan Hughes, Josh Klingler, the Chiefs and Bucks for Week 9, right here in the greatest city for sports, Kansas City. Unfortunately, not the best weather forecast for this evening, but this is the NFL. Speaking of evening games, the date was October 22nd, 2016. The time, 7 o'clock, the place, Lubbock, Texas, home to Texas Tech. The NCAA game would star two familiar quarterbacks, Texas Tech's Patrick Mahomes and a Texas Tech transfer, Oklahoma's Baker Mayfield. In fact, before leaving Tech, Mayfield would host Mahomes on his official recruit. The Sooners were nationally ranked at the time of the game. Texas Tech had a losing record. But before these teams were done, under the lights at Jones Field, they combined for, are you ready? Are you ready for this? 1,708 offensive yards. A single game NCAA record at the time. Remarkably, both teams finished with identical 854 yards. 185 plays, 17 touchdowns, 125 points, 76 first downs. Just four punts, guys. Just four punts and only two turnovers. It was a crazy night.
And two fired defensive coordinators, probably.
Probably.
I don't remember. That may be making that up. But that's video game numbers. That's playing old school Tecmo Bowl.
Mahomes himself would finish with 734 yards passing, which tied an NCAA record for single games. The NFL record, 554 yards. Care to guess who?
Chiefs.
No. Hall of Famer Norm Van Brocklin with the Rams in 1951, 73 years ago. These numbers are just astounding to me. Mahomes was 52 of 88.
Unbelievable.
Passing. What a showdown. I mean, you know, the NCAA may not always get the glamour that we get in the NFL, but that game, that reminded me of Joe Montana versus John Elway in 1994, our Monday Night Football game. That was an incredible shootout as well.
What an incredible feat. Two great quarterbacks, and to see what they went on to be. Baker Mayfield winning the Heisman, Patrick Mahomes, and all his accolades at the pro level. So just to imagine or to think back to that game, I remember watching the highlights on SportsCenter. I was like, what? And did the defenses just not show up? Was it 7-on-7? What was going on that they couldn't get anything stopped on either offense?
I was talking about Gretz about this, and I think another amazing aspect of that game, and may have very, very well factored into the Chiefs' desire to get Mahomes, was that 3 weeks prior to that game, in a game against Kansas, he suffered a separated shoulder. The Tech's trainer called it a significant separation. The next game against K-State, he fell on it again, causing it to worsen. During the first half of the OU game, he suffers a broken left wrist that he would later have surgery for. Yet he goes on to have this just unbelievably night. I mean, what a tough kid Mahomes is.
Yes.
It's amazing. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
The Chiefs play here on Thunder Country, KIIC, Albia.
And joining us now, the man with the ESPN's call tonight, Mr. Joe Buck. Thank you.
Hey, it's good to be here. I just want to see Taylor Swift, and then I'm going to go home.
You are not the only fan that probably feels that way. Listen, this is just, you were here 4 weeks ago, but the Chiefs, the last three games, have kind of had to reinvent themselves. What do you prepare for tonight?
I think a little bit more reinvention, but it's been awesome to see. And I mentioned it on the broadcast 4 weeks ago. Troy talked to Andy about it when we talked with him. I think the great play callers like a challenge. And I think the beauty of Andy Reid is what he has, he will make work. And, I mean, these are dynamic players that are not available to this offense, and yet nobody wants to play them. They're 7-0. They're finding new ways to win. It's just awesome to see. And, you know, it's again, good defense with Spags, and on and on and on. I mean, it's just whatever they need. And then, you know, the quarterback kind of makes everything work.
Yeah, so I think we were talking.
It's fun to watch.
We were talking earlier, you know, people kind of knocking us, say they're not even playing very well and they're 7-0. Well, the defense and the special teams are playing very well. If the offense ever kind of gets on a roll here, it's going to be exciting football.
Yeah, no. And, you know, when you think about this team, I guess in the playoffs, at least from the outside looking in, all bets are off. You've got two of the greatest playoff competitors and gamers in your quarterback and your tight end that, you know, sometimes you hear head coaches say, hey, we don't want so-and-so to have to put the cape on.